hemp, and the Shoshone-Bannock tribe. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Idaho, this year, very first year, has allowed people to get a permit to grow hemp, and that would be fiber hemp is one of the examples.
University of Idaho ag researcher Dr. Pam Hutchinson, who has done some test hemp crops, but admits that there has been some interest in growing it, but we don't know how to grow it here in Idaho, she said. Tim Comey, co-owner of 1000 Springs Mill in Buell, planted about 10 acres of hemp this season for research. He plans to use grain from the hemp that he grows to produce a gluten-free hemp meal replacement bar. He says hemp is highly nutritious and tastes good, and he anticipates Idaho will be a significant player in the production of hemp for food. He plans to use the hemp fiber to make insulation. This winter, U of I will work out details of an extension program with the Shoshone-Bannock tribes in southeast Idaho, teaching members how to register to produce hemp through the Idaho State Department of Agriculture and how to grow a successful crop. The tribes plan to raise hemp starting next spring. Ben Brimlow, lead agronomist with IND Hemp, sees potential for Idaho to be among the top five U.S. states for hemp production. He likes the Gem State's volcanic soils, access to irrigation, climate, and latitude. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.